today, rival teams of techie tyros will try to turn this total tip into mouth-wateringly magnificent machines. But be warned, things could get hot. Very, very hot.
This week, our semi-finalists face a trial by fire. They must save our homely hamlet from a farrago of fiery misfortunes with a fully functioning fire engine, complete with bells.
First up, one of the most unlikely teams ever on the scrap heap. Straight out of Surrey, it's estate agent's hot property. Craig, Scott and Captain Ross.
And looking to rock and roll their way into the final are three tough Teds from Sheffield. Phil, Trev and Captain Jeff. Rockin' Ravel.
Oh, hot property! Are you hot to trot?
Yeah. Hey!
Rockin' Ravel, are you ready to rock?
Yes!
I hope so, because this week we want you to quell great balls of fire. Because we want you to build thundering great big fire engines.
Yes, now your rough and ready fire tenders not only have to drive like the blazes to douse a series of terrifying infernos, they have to reach for the skies to save the unhappy Moggy marooned on a high roof.
Oh my God, it's a cat.
Okay, teams, you know the drill. When the big ball goes bosh, you have just 10 hours to build a fire engine fine enough to make a green goddess go emerald with envy. Wait for it, wait for it. Go!
Go!
To help bridge the north-south divide, Hot Property have snapped up Kevin Sedgwick, a likely-looking Yorkshireman from Batley with 13 years' experience of building fire trucks.
To help rock the rabble into the final, we've made a 999 call to Mike Madsen, who works for one of Britain's top fire engine manufacturers. Our teams must keep their cool. They're firefighting it out for a place in the scrap heap final.
OK, Kev, we've got to build a fire engine.
A fire engine?
Yep. Yeah. So we're going to need a big van and plenty of water.
Yep, and a hose.
What idea?
The estate agents don't seem to know much about fighting flames, but they're sure up to speed when it comes to burning rubber. On their last outing, the stockbroker belt scavengers were so clueless, Robert had to step in to point out the essential fixtures and fittings of the scrap heap.
Because I've worked around here for years, haven't I? There's this bit in here, look. You need a new box section, you see up on the top there. You've got to help them out, you know.
But don't underestimate these scrap heap dark horses. In the last round, they kept their cool and slithered through to victory on an ice racer. And this week, they're looking to burn the opposition.
What ideas have you got?
Tank? Pump?
Yeah. Ladder.
Ladder.
And a hose.
Hose.
And an
pipes,
engine.
Pumps.
Nozzle. And a big hose on the top.
Big nozzle on the top.
Yep.
Lots of water out of that one. And another one out of the back. Small line.
Okay.
One for small fires, one for big fires.
Yep.
Hot Property wants a nippy van. They'll put a water tank on the back connected to a pump powered by a small motor. The pump will blow water through a hose running up to a rooftop water cannon. Water is extremely heavy, and Hot Property are going for a small capacity tank, meaning they should get to the fire in double quick time. But it's a risky strategy. If they can't douse the blaze in one go, they may find themselves needing to refill their tank while their building burns down.
Well, first thoughts from me is we're going to need water.
Water's good.
That's a good thing to put fires out with.
Those?
Steely Sheffield Ted's rockin' rabble seem to have quickly got their slick-backed bonces around the basics of building a fire engine.
Yeah, that's right.
The rabble don't just love classic motors, they also know what goes on under the bonnet. These matey mechanics aren't afraid to get their hands dirty, and in their last round they literally sunk the opposition. Watch out, estate agents, the rockers are coming. Expert Mike has got a plan that's got their toes tapping.
Since it's nice and warm, can't we have a convertible?
And a large tank. And behind the tank we need to fit a pump. The pump really can be anything that's out there, something agricultural, something marine off a boat, anything like that.
It's a basic plan, but comes with a twist of class.
A system that a lot of the fire brigades in the UK are starting to use is called compressed air foam. What it will do is it'll allow the water to stick to the fire, if you like.
Yeah.
The Northern Boppers want to go big and bold. They're after a heavy-duty van, they'll cut the roof off and plonk a massive water tank on the back. They also need a pump, engine and hoses, but they have added one touch of finesse. They're planning to add foam, which should make their massive supply of water go even further. When they get a 999 call, the Rocker's machine should be able to tackle the biggest of blazes, but carrying all that water could really slow them down, and the fire might be out before they even reach it.
Let's get a van.
We need a tank.
The pump.
A pump housing.
The engine.
And a ladder.
Let's go for it. Come on.
Property's Captain Ross has some experience of doing up old cars, but the heaviest thing Scott and Craig are used to handling is a cup of cafe latte. Hang on, Craig's honed in on a bit of scrap. Surely they'll need a bigger ladder than that to fight fires.
I'm in that.
Rockin' Rabble are heading for something with a bit more bulk, a likely-looking water tank.
Right, guys, how are you going on?
We've got a water carrier and we've got a Sherpa van. We're just trying to get it started. Just 5 minutes.
The Sherpa is big and strong, ideal for the Ted's plan to carry huge amounts of water. But it seems the van doesn't want to shift.
Try that, Phil.
Well, you know, if you can't get it started,
I think that four-wheel drive that might be able to pull it in if we take the brakes off.
Combined efforts of the quad bike, me, and four rockers just can't get that van to budge.
There's a rotor bit, and we're doing really well.
While the rabble are left rocking, Hot Property are on a roll. Craig and Scott are not messing around this week. They know this ambulance will double up as a perfect fire engine. It's strong, highly manoeuvrable, and fast. Perfect for getting to a blaze in double quick time. Captain Ross has set to work, making some sort of ladder out of Craig's find. As Scott brings the ambulance in for a Hot Property facelift, the estate agents are motoring ahead. There's no stopping Craig and Scott. Now they've nabbed a motorbike, they're hoping its engine will power a water pump, which will be next on their shopping list.
That'll do.
So, Hot Property, how's it going?
Very well.
Wow. We've got a good little find already.
Excellent. So what are you going to use this for, this old bit of bike?
This is going to be our engine for the pump.
OK.
So that should hopefully pump quite a bit of water out rather quickly.
Now, you're up against a rocking rabble. What are your first impressions of them?
They're totally mad.
They are a bit, aren't they? I think they're going to be quite gutted when they lose. They're saying that they're not, but they will be.
Really?
Yeah. They think estate agents...
Rubbish.
Yeah. But they are going to be quite gutted when they lose to us.
That's going to be airtime.
The Rockin' Rabble's expert Mike and Captain Jeff are checking out that water tank. It's nothing like the size they had in mind. They were hoping to find one big tank, but if they find another one of the same size, they could connect them together.
I'm going to say, have we got enough capacity?
That's... Depends what else it contains out there. Unfortunately.
Like Hot Property, Rockin' Rabble are also planning to power a water pump with a bike engine.
Oh, nice. Two things about this bike. One, I sort of vaguely recognise it, and two, it's quite a small fire engine.
It's... We're all friends. It won us last week. It's going to make us win this time.
Brilliant.
So what we thought was, we'll whip the engine out because it's a good engine.
Yeah.
Didn't fail last time we were here. So I thought we'd use this to run as pump.
Right. So that'll drive the pump?
That'll drive the pump,
right.
Yeah.
And then the big van that we can't actually move yet.
Yeah, we'll try plan B for that. We'll ring 999 us.
Yeah.
That's our plan.
Can we have a fire engine?
Because you've never done sort of fire engine-y type things before, have you? I mean,
no, but I'm quite interested. Well, I was quite interested in that because the pump has really... used to be a farmer. That's a slurry spreader. It's a good pump on that.
Yeah.
Trev's right. It is a good pump. It's part of a sewage tank or bowser. But he's not the only one who spotted that heavy-duty pump.
I saw an orange bowser out there, so if you go and have a look at that... There's a pump there somewhere.
What's Bowser?
It's a big orange thing.
The race is on for the pump on the big orange thing, and Ross pushes Craig to seal this deal.
Very sharp, it's Craig, if you want to start running.
It's behind you! Yes, that's it! Craig's made it. He's managed to gazump a very grumpy-looking Yorkshireman.
Great news, mate. I found the pump. I'm going to try and get it off and bring it back to you now, mate.
Craig's nifty footwork has left the Teds empty-handed and open-mouthed.
Chris, just find a pump now. I haven't got a pump.
Have you not?
Have you?
Yeah, we've got a pump.
Off that turkish, I'm looking at that. Yeah, you're snaky. Snaky. See you in a bit.
See you in a bit.
You can get them plate off.
These super slick southern scavengers have nabbed the most crucial item they'll need to make an effective fire engine, a heavy-duty pump. It's come off a sewage tank and it's an extremely strong and powerful dual-action pump used to suck waste into the tanker and then blow it out.
So, hot property boys, how are you doing?
Very well. Very well. We found our pump.
Excellent. So you're confident it works then?
Hopefully. We're going to strip it down, have a look inside, make sure the fins are all moving properly, but it should be okay.
Excellent stuff. Now, our little birdie told me that you nabbed this from underneath the noses of the Rockin' Rabble, is that right?
Apparently, yeah. Craig was out there and rubbed it just in time.
Today's judge is Maurice Newbolt. Maurice has more than 30 years' experience of designing firefighting vehicles.
So the two teams now have got, it seems like, quite different approaches to it.
The Rockin' Rabbles, I think, have got a fairly ambitious programme.
Right.
They've got more work to do than Hot Property.
Right.
But if they get there, they'll have a better chance. Hot Property have got the problem at the moment that when they pump the water up to their roof, they've got to go through a lot of tube.
Yes.
And so they need a good pump to lift it, and it may very well affect their outcome.
Hot Property have bagged a strong pump, but they've decided the motorbike engine is too weedy to power it. Craig and Scott have been sent out for something with a bit more oomph.
So do you think this is going to be any good then, Cedric?
I think it's going to be all right.
A vane pump contains fins, or vanes, which sit in slots connected to a rotor. When it spins, the vanes trap liquid and push it around, creating a strong, powerful flow. Hot Property are going to connect the pump to the crankshaft of a car engine. When they put the engine in gear, the pump will blow water through the hose and onto the fire. But when they want to refill the tank, they can put the engine into reverse gear and the vane pump will then suck water into their tank.
Teams, you have 8 hours remaining. 8 full hours construction time remaining, teams. Thank you.
That's just what we're
doing. We've got Van going.
You're a hero.
Come on, mate. Straight back.
Although Rockin' Rabble's van has finally hit the road, the Teds are trailing the thrusting estate agents, who have a full house of engine, pump and van.
So can Hot Property put in a winning bid for a place in the final, or will the Rockin' Rabble lose their cool and get their winkle pickers in a twist? Find out after the break.
Smooth Southern estate agents Hot Property, the competition's dark horses, have made a galloping start. They've gone for a slimline fire engine built from an ambulance, while their rivals, Northern Ted's Rockin' Rabble, have gone for a big, bad foam squirter. They're planning to cut the back off a Sherpa van and plonk on a large-capacity water tank, but are without a pump, since Hot Property nipped in to take the one they fancied.
Both teams are getting on with ripping out the insides of their vehicles, ready for tanks, pumps and engines to be installed. It's an impressive burst of activity, but neither vehicle looks anything like a fire engine at the moment. Rocker Phil is looking down on the dump. He's after a water pump and has decided to take a chance on this. It's certainly a pump, but nobody seems sure what sort. And it's beginning to look like Phil's mystery find may not be the pump of their dreams.
She hasn't got a few of those in there, though, what?
Bike, the trusty old bike that you know and love.
This is
it's
the one.
Great. Your plan, I presume, is engine on back of cut down bus with which pumps water from a tank.
Yes.
And squirts it at fire.
Yes.
So you've got engine, bus, tank.
Yes, this tank.
So the only missing bit is the old pumpy bit.
Yeah.
Is that what? Is that what? I don't know. I don't recognise that as a. What is that? It's a sort of tin can with a big heavy bit on the bottom.
Yeah.
Correct.
So what sort of pump is that?
It's a heavy one.
Is it?
It's
Well, it's always it's used water before because right. it's all gunked up. And, yeah. Lord knows what it was for.
It's not a pump that we use right. on fire appliances. So.
Right. And what about next door? What do you think of the estate agents?
I was quite surprised that they've only got three heads between them. I must have
They have tried to sell me various bits of property, though.
Yes,
you know,
just in
passing. They always give you their card every time I pass them.
Thank you very much.
Pour that water in here, Greg.
Yeah, what into?
For Hot Property, it's their big moment. Will their pump do the business, or will their efforts have been in vain?
Yeah, look. Yes.
And it works.
Alrighty.
Pumped up with success, the estate agents are going from strength to strength, aside from the odd mishap.
Thanks, mate.
What?
You just smashed me in the head.
Sorry.
They're reinforcing the ambulance for their rooftop perch, preparing to install their tank and supporting frame, and working on the water cannon that'll be their main firefighting weapon.
You get your world as good as that.
Yeah, and you buy me a beer. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Isn't that nice? Oh, this is very Bijou, isn't it? This is a beautiful residence.
It's a character conversion.
It's a character conversion. I'm thinking you've got the speed advantage, just because I'm thinking an ambulance generally is built to go a bit faster than your average van, but I don't know, is this one...
It's got a turbo on it and everything. It should be going all right.
And it's got go-faster stripes as well.
It's got the go-faster stripes. Are you leaving them on?
It's got working flashing lights.
Yeah. Oh, you've got to keep them.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, but I mean, then the other thing is then once you've got a big tank full of water like that and you're driving along and steering and stuff.
That's why we've tried to put it in the middle there so it helps.
And it's quite low, isn't it? You've got a ton of sloshiness. Yeah.
Which should be right.
Maybe easy on the steering.
It's time for the Sheffield Teds to show some cutting edge. It's a slick move by the four-man combo. They're turning their van into a convertible.
Bye. We could have made a boat.
Have you changed your opinion about who you think's working?
No, I'm still in favour of the rocking rabble, yeah.
Oh, right.
I'm just a little bit concerned that I think they've wasted some time.
Right.
An ordinate length of time wasted. Just cut the roof off.
Yes, that took quite a while.
Oh, they should have done that. Yeah. Make convertibles in 2 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah, four cuts, it's gone.
The Hot Property team have got a pump, I've seen, an actual pump, sort of near a big water tank that's actually in their vehicle. They seem to have done very well.
They've moved quite well in this last hour or so. Yeah, they've done very well.
And they're hoping that pump will...
Pick up the water as well as
pump it out.
Yeah. Oh, I think so too, right.
They've got an oddly mounted ladder, a sort of rather rakish angle.
Yeah, I think they're hoping the vehicle's going to be parked on a hill, I think.
That's what they're saying.
That's not done it, has it?
The rockers are getting desperate. They'll be rolled over without a decent pump. But Bebopalula, they seem to be onto something.
Oh, I can get up there.
But could this be their baby?
Jet ski.
He's found a jet ski.
It sent their quiffs all of a quiver.
Jet ski impaler.
It's the biggest break they've had all day. Jet skis are powered by a pump that packs a mighty punch.
We might win this yet.
Jet skis travel at high speed because they're propelled by an extremely powerful pump called an impeller. The impeller spins rapidly inside a water-filled tube, the pump housing. As it spins, it sucks in water up the housing and spurts it out with tremendous speed, driving the jet ski forward. Rockin' Rabble will power their impeller with the motorbike engine. They need to place the pump in a sealed water-filled housing. Making that housing completely airtight could be a headache. But if they get it right, the Rabble will be rocking around the clock. Rockin' Rabble, how's it all going?
Oh, not too bad now that we've found this little baby.
I mean, are you happy this is up to the job? Is this good news, this impeller?
Yes, it's the best news that we've had today.
Really?
Yes.
What's so good about it?
They kick out water at a marvellous rate, that's why they go so fast in the water. And so that's just what we need. If our marvellous pump works properly, we're two large tanks holding roughly about 1,000 litres each. So we'll have 2,000 litres of water. They'll be stationed just behind the driver. Then we'll have a foam tank just at the side of those.
A foam tank?
A foam tank.
Right.
Which then we will mix the foam with the water, hopefully.
So for more effective fire putting outing?
Yes.
Foam is a crucial part of the modern-day firefighter's armoury. Unlike water, which hits the blaze and then drains away, Foam creates a sticky blanket-like cover, which starves the blaze of the oxygen it needs to spread. If the Teds can get their foam system up and running, they could be jiving their way into the final.
Now they've nabbed that precious impeller pump, Rock and Rabble are up and running. With this essential piece of kit, they can finally get to work making a fire engine.
OK, you can go down there then.
Captain Ross is working out how Hot Property can weld their engine and pump to a supporting frame.
Right, I need to get some metal to go in between there and there. Just get it straight and I'll have to bodge it.
It's not far out there.
That ball. Yeah.
Kenny Craig has now been promoted from scavenging.
That ball. Anything else?
Yeah.
But seems a little overwhelmed.
Then from the teepees need...
The Hot Property boys have been on a management course. I asked them. If you think last time they were here, this time of day, they had nothing. They hadn't found anything, they hadn't done anything, they didn't know what they were doing. This time, they've got the tank in, they've got the pump there, the engine's just about to be mounted, they've got the stand to go on up on the roof. They're a transformed team.
Ah, now the Rockin' Rabble, I do love them, they're hilarious. They'd seemed most perturbed about the possibility of losing A, to Southerners, and B, to lose to Southern estate agents.
Yeah.
The shame and ignominy they'd have to go through. Jeff said he'd have to move to the Isle of Wight.
Teams, you have 5 hours remaining.
What about overtime?
Having started the day as the mechanical hotshots in our semi-final, the Rabble have seen their challenge reduced to rubble. But they're hoping to overcome their pump inaction with a jet ski. The Teds are going to have to jump and jive to overhaul surprise frontrunners Hot Property, a team on fire.
So if you can get the joint and 2-inch flexible hose, go for that. You get the van going and see if the electrics work.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Let's rock on.
Let's go.
So can Hot Property make a splash in the dowsing market? Or will the Rockin' Rabble gazump their bid? Stay primed for more pumped up action after the break.
Our teams are battling it out to build firefighting vehicles capable of preventing the scrap heap village from becoming a pile of old ash.
Rockin' Rabble have found a powerful pump from a jet ski, but it'll only work if it's submerged in water. They need to encase it in a watertight housing, and Trevor has a plan.
The plan is, that's to go in there like that, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it needs to be airtight, so I'm thinking of slitting it all the way around, taking the inchel back to this, wrapping the inchel around that, put it in, and then put the clamp on, clamp it tight, should be airtight and watertight.
Sounds good to me.
Teams, you have 4 hours remaining. 4 hours remaining, teams.
But fire engine egghead Mike seems determined to pour cold water on Trevor's housing scheme.
A little bit worried about this housing here, but I think perhaps we can find a large bore steel pipe instead of this.
Right.
And just cap the end off. Might be a better housing for us.
Mm-hmm. It's a fiery face-off between the expert in tender technology and our steely Cadillac converter. And Yorkshireman Trevor has decided to stick to his plan.
We know that the engine out runs anti-clockwise.
Things are a bit more orderly with their neighbours, and Hot Property are ready to mount their pump on a frame and hook it up to the engine. Having earned his spurs at scavenging, Scott has been set the seemingly straightforward task of screwing two ladders together. He could probably use a few tips on firefighting too.
It's not sitting long enough, is it?
Temper that, isn't it?
Scott's having double trouble with ladders, and he must be desperate. He's called in Craig.
All it does is puts a little hole.
This could take some time.
Try and do the other side there.
That's right.
Control.
Can I make a suggestion? The other option is that we use the pillar drill.
Yeah.
Teams, you have 2 hours remaining. 2 hours remaining, teams.
Time to get rocking, you rabble.
Cat rescuing. We need ladders, don't we?
We do.
We've got a ladder.
OK.
We're just making a nice, strong ladder here.
And where's that going to attach?
That's going to attach on the back here, so we can basically, whenever, wherever the building is, we can sort of just lean it against the house and up we go. Get our cat
or
down.
Tree or whatever.
Or tree.
Now, Ross, Come with me. Why do you think they've written "as made by Ross" with arrows pointing to your ladder?
I think they're just jealous of me.
Really?
No, it works. We've been up and down there today.
Now, while you're up there, could you look over the top and see what the other team are up to?
No, we haven't done that at all.
Have you not?
No.
It's been no Teddy Boys picnic for the Rockers. They haven't sorted their pump or phone system, and they're desperately playing catch-up.
Materials for that.
The ladder. Oh, it's a fire engine at last.
Yeah.
It's got the tanks. It's got the ladder.
Oh, we need now is a fire.
But there's not a great evidence of sort of pumping engines down here.
All we need is the pump, bait work, motor.
Very, very short list.
Yeah.
But you're going to be carrying a hell of a lot of water. I mean, what is that going to weigh when they're both full?
2 tons.
2 tons?
A ton each. Fill along. A ton each.
2 tons of water.
Mm. But it's a twin axle, so...
Hopefully.
Yeah. It'll carry it, won't
it?
Yeah.
I mean, if it was full of people, how much do people weigh? They weigh quite a lot.
Yeah, it depends.
They don't weigh two tons.
It depends who they are, don't you?
Push the toilet and push it in.
The Teds may be laughing, but it's the estate agents who have the key to the door. They're ready to put their mounted engine and pump into the ambulance. As part of their semi-final build-up, the property vendors have taken a few welding classes. And Craig is keen to show off his new skills.
See, my ender bars are brilliant.
And gets to work, finishing off their water cannon.
The now ragged rabble are finally mounting their bike engine on the back of the van. Next job, connect the impeller pump sealed in Trev's watery housing straight onto the bike's crankshaft.
Once the motorbike is on their van, Rockin' Rabble plan to connect the impeller pump, encased in its water-filled housing, to the bike's drive shaft. When the bike is kicked over, the pump will suck water from the tank and blast it through their hose. If they need to refill their water tank, they just need to flick a valve in their pipe system, which will enable them to suck water into the tank through the hose.
So we've got one team that will definitely be finished and the other team that will have started something.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, they've got to really... I mean, the Rockin' Rabble have got to really pull out the stops and work like mad now to even get remotely close.
It's funny, because I always thought of Hot Property as the kind of do-nothing and then catch-up team. And they're going great guns. Yeah, they've got their attachment on the roof, they can put their ladder on.
Yeah.
They can swivel around. They reinforce the roof with radiators, because they know they have to be on there. Got their pump attached to their engine.
Right.
They all looked like they were quite happy and full steam ahead, really.
Trev's taking on expert Mike again. He's worried they'll never finish their fire engine. Mike wanted 2 tanks to give the Rockin' Rabble a bigger splash, but Trev thinks that 1 tank will just have to do.
I would definitely use in both tanks.
Well, that was the idea.
I decided it quicker just to use one. Just a thought. If we get bogged down and all like that near Watter, I'm thinking one as plenty, and it's easy to connect up.
Right, okay.
One straight pipe down there, job's done.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that.
Who's he got?
Giving up the second tank means halving their water capacity and thereby halving their firefighting capability.
Teams, you have 1 hour remaining. 1 hour remaining, teams, thank you.
It's a big moment for Hot Property. They're giving their pump a dry run. Will it be able to draw water into their system?
Sucking. Definitely sucking.
They'll buy that. It's a total suck cess.
Hot Property, I mean, they've had their engine running, haven't they?
They have indeed, so they're in pump mode.
Right, but they haven't actually pumped any water
yet. They've not pumped
water
yet. Well, they've had their pump spinning, so we know it works, yeah.
Rockin' Rabble. It's quite sort of slapdash, but at least they've got an engine and a pump and...
Yeah, they did nothing for a couple of hours.
It didn't seem like anything at all.
As though they just lost out all energy and fizzled away.
Yeah.
But they were doing the wrong things, weren't they?
Yeah.
Not worked as a team.
No, it doesn't seem to have done at all.
No, they're not. They're just getting it together again now.
Yeah. But it does look very... It does look very, it's not a sort of slick job,
no,
is it?
No, it's a bit sort of Heath Robinson.
Yeah. Have you changed your mind at all about who you're
I'm afraid to say I have. I've had a misplaced loyalty for a long time.
So you're now going with the
I'm now going to put my money on Hot Property.
Right.
It's almost time for the estate agents to complete. Their tank is sitting on its supporting frame, the pump is attached to the engine, and the water cannon is ready for action. All that remains is for them to test their system with water. They've been the front runners all day, but will they be able to produce a powerful jet of water, or will it be a damp squib?
It's definitely working. I can vouch for that. Oh!
Oh, rocking rabble. Why is there only a hose going for one tank?
We thought there'd be too much weight if we used both tanks, so we're only using the one on the left.
Is it not going to really unbalance the whole machine if you've got one tank full of water and the other one not?
Well, we're all going to stand at this side. The driver sits at this side and the other three are stood at this side.
It's going to be like being on a yacht. You're going to hang off the side like that to try and weigh it down. Yeah.
We're all going to have a big breakfast.
Mike, how are you feeling after a day on the heat?
Fine. I think we've been a bit over-ambitious, so we've simplified things a little bit.
But, you are, I have to say, looking slightly shell-shocked. As if to pile on the Ted's agony, Hot Property are ready to fire their water cannon all over the rabble's carefully quaffered quiffs.
It's amazing. I mean, you said you'd be finished before time's up, and you have.
Yep.
You've tidied the work area. It's all very presentable, looking very nice.
Cup of tea now.
You've got a cup of tea waiting over there for us.
You've got a cup of tea waiting over there. Yep.
Feet up.
That is fantastic.
But there's no rest for the rundown rabble. The Teds have to go to the wire on this one. Their massive two-tank capacity is down to one. They've not had a chance to test their pump and seem to have forgotten all about the foam. On top of all this, their ladder appears to be yet another step in the wrong direction.
Five!
Four!
Three!
Two!
One!
OK, rockin' rabble, Hot Property, it's time to pack away your pumps and hang up your hoses. And don't forget to pack your fire-retardant life fronts. Well done, team.
Well done, team. Woo! Well done. Yay. Woo! Woo! Will rockin' rabble jitterbug into our final on their hacked-down van with its untested jet ski turned impeller pump? Or will Hot Property's ambulance cum fire engine with its motor-driven sewage pump be better equipped to cope with a scrap heap state of emergency? Find out after the break. Our wannabe firefighters must respond to three separate calls from the village bakery and the baker's home. For their first shout, the teams have to negotiate a tricky slalom course and rescue a marooned moggy. Then they have to extinguish a raging barbecue fire in the baker's garden. And finally, they have to go head-to-head in a race to save the unfortunate baker's home and business from going up in smoke. Hot Property's tinkering is a comparatively leisurely affair after their extremely profitable build day. All they need to do is give their Bijou fire engine a facelift with a lick of paint.
For rocking rabble, however, the nightmare continues. They've attempted to resurrect the foam plan and squirt it in some washing up liquid, but it's clogged up the pump and now they're having to drain the whole system.
We've got a few technical problems, like a pump don't work.
Yeah.
But apart from that...
OK, so hang on, we're talking about the impeller here, aren't we?
Yeah.
What is the matter with it?
We've tried it with a bit of foam and it didn't seem to work at all.
The idea was to use it with foam. The trouble is that as the water is coming through the impeller is actually making more foam, and so it's getting aerated, and it's got to be no air in there for it to actually work. So what we're going to have to do now is actually flush his system.
So it's foam-free and then just go for pure water?
And then we just go for pure water and we will be fine. And that will kick out more water than they've ever seen.
Scott has been told to lose his ladder. Not surprisingly, it's failed our health and safety check.
Now, look at this, guys. Look at this. Ooh. Look at that beautiful thing. That's yours.
Nice.
That's yours.
That's very nice.
Yours to keep.
What's that, the ones we got?
Well, no, it's a health and safety thing. And your ladders were so rubbish that they said we'd better give you one, a brand new one.
I want to feel safe. Yeah. It's a bit straight for
us.
Yeah.
So if we saw it off and make it go about like that?
Yeah, that'd be about right.
Yeah,
it'd be much better.
Round one is a time trial. The teams have to speed through a slalom, rush round the village pond, and then use their ladders to rescue the scrap heap kitties.
And first up, our hot property. So, Craig, where are you going to be?
I'm doing passenger and I'm doing the bottom of the ladder.
Scott?
I'm driving and on the monitor.
And I'm in the back, running the engine, and I'll also be on top of the ladder at the same time.
Fantastic. Well, your Moggy is waiting to be rescued, so very best of luck, Hot Property. I'll see you on the other side.
Thank you.
OK, Hot Property, it's time to get that cat off that hot tin roof.
That cat just needs to hang on. This could be over very quickly. Our team's fire engines are not weighed down with water, so they can really put their foot down.
Oh, there's some nice sounds coming out of it.
Boy racer Scott's really getting some revs out of their vehicle. That resurrected ambulance is once again doing what it was built to do.
Oh, look at that. Lovely jump.
Platform, the first one, and then up sideways.
Exactly, they could almost jump up there. They barely need the ladder, do they? I mean, they're so high up already.
He's saved.
But it's not over yet. The clock stops only when the cat is safely in my grasp. I've got the cat! Stop the clock!
Hey.
Rocking rabble! Most cats have 9 lives, yours is only gonna get 1! You better get on!
Come on, rocking rabble!
The rockers are off with some great bell action from Trevor, but their tender is definitely the slower of the two vehicles, even without any water on board.
Because I'm not sure how they put their ladder up, does it?
I'm not sure.
It doesn't go up from there. It looks like they're going to have to reverse.
Yeah, they're going to reverse.
Jeff's reversing in double quick time, but he can't see where he's going. Those water tanks are blocking his view.
Sorry, missus. We might get your cat. We've knocked your house down.
Phil's up there in a flash. Go, Grease Lightning. This could be a very fast time.
They could win. They're doing really well, aren't they? I think they're probably in the lead.
It's a fantastic turn.
Yes!
Jump up and give me the cat. I've got the cat. Stop the clock.
Robert Alita, over.
Good. I just thought I'd quickly tell you the team time for the cat rescue. It was 2:16 for Hot Property. Rockin' Rabble did very well indeed, and their time was 1:38.
Yes!
Rockin' Rabble here, over and out.
That's not bad for the elders.
So it's 1-0 to the Rockin' Rabble, but now that baker's causing more chaos. His barbecue's out of control.
Okay, you Rockin' Rabble, it's time to shake, rattle, and roll and go and save those little red roosters.
This is a real test of the stability of Rockin' Rabble's fire engine. They've now got half a tank of water on board, and that's half a ton sloshing about.
We're much more cautious.
Oh, yeah, he's having trouble getting around the corner.
Yeah.
It's creaking and groaning.
If Jeff doesn't take it easy, their vehicle could even topple over. They've slowly and surely made their way to the Barbie blaze, and it's now all hands to the pump. But how will that mighty impeller pump perform under pressure? Those sausages are ready to pop. Ooh, that's not what you call a gush.
There's not a great deal of force coming out of the hose. I mean, the water's coming out, but it's not like squirting out, is it? Well, they certainly did the job with the fire. Yeah, the fireman said it's out.
Wonderful.
How was that for you guys?
Disappointing.
Yeah, yes, it was. Yeah. Probably didn't work as well as what we anticipated.
What, like at all?
Yeah. the only water we had was what were left lying in the pipe.
That's right, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We're a bit worried for the next round.
Okay, Hot Property, this is an SOS call. Save our sausages!
The pressure's on Hot Property. They're trailing behind and must win this round. They're carrying a full load of water, but Scott has got them around the village pond in a jiffy.
Oh, why are you hanging on for dear life in the back?
They're all ready at the Barbie, and the estate agents are ready to pump.
Valve!
They're getting some powerful pressure from that old sewage pump. They're blitzing that blaze.
All right.
It's out! That's got to be a very fast time.
Fiery form indeed from Hot Property, who blasted out their barbecue blaze in just 39 and a half seconds, much quicker than Rockin' Rabble's 1 minute 10 seconds.
It's the big one, burning buildings. It's one all, and there's all to play for. The first team to extinguish their fire blazes through to the Scrap Heap Challenge final.
Right, chaps, it's all to play for. It's the last round. You know what you've got to do? Get up there and put those fires out as quickly as you possibly can. Rockin' Rabble, Hot Property, do your worst. Good luck. Off you go. Hooray!
Okay, teams, this is your final shout.
Property's fire engine has sprung a leak. This may cost them big time.
Now, round. They've wasted a lot of water doing that, haven't they?
But undeterred, they're straight into action stations. Their small hose is looking good, and the rooftop water cannon is going great guns. But how much water have they got left?
The Teds have worked on that dodgy pump, but this is the acid test. Will they have the power to staunch this fire? That'll be the day. That puny impeller is still playing up, and the water is just dribbling out.
The estate agents are also feeling the heat. Their hoses have run dry. All they can do is leave the blaze and rush to the village pond to take on water. Property had better get their skates on. The bakery could be toast before they get back.
Right, wait.
This could take some time.
Here come the rockers, rather worryingly armed with buckets.
Lisa, do you know what's happening with the Rockin' Rabble's machine? Have you asked them why it's not really squirting very much?
What's the matter with your pump, boys?
We're going to pump it now.
The pump died, apparently. That's the most I can get out of it for the moment.
Blue lights flashing, bells ringing, and with a fresh tank of water, the estate agents are back.
Go. Is it coming out of there?
But it looks like the fire has got the better of them. They're resorting to plan B. B for buckets.
Buckets! Hot Property have gone with the buckets too. It's turned into It's a Knockout!
He missed! He ran all that way with that water and he missed.
Hot Property are finally getting on top of their fire, but the rabble are getting roasted. It looks like both their pump and a disgusted Phil have decided to call it a day. The estate agents have licked the fire. Even they might find it difficult to ship this property, but they've done it again. Hot Property are through to the finals.
Boys, because you weren't able to keep it under control, I'm afraid it's commiserations. You didn't manage to win this time, which means...
Well done, though, boys.
...that this week's winners are, of course, Hot Property. Yay! Well done!
If that fired your fancy, fall in next week for another stonking session of bashing and bodging.